Hallelujah, Lord, we love you this morning and we thank you again for an opportunity to be here to fellowship together. And we declare that the entrance of your word brings light and gives understanding to the simple. So let it be, even now in Jesus' name. And as we hear the word of God, we pray that we will engage in the spirit with faith so that it will profit us. And the word will go forth and bring forth what it is supposed to do. It will not return void. To accomplish its purpose, it will prosper in the thing that God sent it to do. To the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, 2025 is off to a great start. So I want to share this with you today. Our title is Increase, Pushing Old Limits to New Horizons. Amen. Well, that's what we're going to talk about for a little bit. Increase. Pushing old limits to new horizons. Well, first of all, let's talk about limits and horizons. Well, horizon actually is somewhat related to the limit of direct sight. If you're out in the ocean or whatever, let's say there's nothing obstructing your view, and you can see as possibly as far as you can. Well, the horizon kind of limits your line of vision. But that's all you can see, because it appears as if the sky meets the earth somewhere. And that's the line there. Well, science tells us that, if you actually elevate and go higher, you can, there's a formula to it, that you can actually see further out. And, God wants us to understand certain things this year. It is an important year. It's a pivotal year for us. But here are the things that God wants us to understand. And that we have to increase our line of sight. The way that you do it, well, let's see, what the scripture says about that. In the book of Genesis chapter 13, verses 14 and 15, here's what the Lord said to Abraham. And if you've read the scriptures many times, but here's what the Lord said to me. After that, Lot was separated from him. Lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where you are. Now, so there's a place where you are. And that may not be the place that God wants you to remain at. So from the place where you are, though, you have got to see something. And I've spoken about this many times, but it's pertinent for this. The Lord said, look, you have to look northward, southward, eastward, westward, wherever. Look all around you. And then in the next verse, it says, for all the land that you see. In other words, what you can see is what I'll give you. Now, if you can only see 100 feet in front of you, maybe because the terrain or, various structures are blocking your view. Well, that's about all you can see. You may have to elevate so you can see further out. That's why they have, control towers and lighthouses and different things that raise a little bit higher. But if you climb up to a, say, 100-story building, for instance, and you look out the window and you can, and there's nothing blocking your view, your line of sight, the horizon will be much further out than it is when you're at this level. When you're at this level, even if there's nothing in front of you, the horizon at best probably a couple of miles. But the higher you go, the farther out that you can see. What the Lord says here, I want you to see more in order to get more. Hallelujah. All that you can see is what I will give you. So you're limited by what you can see. And that seeing there is actually also vision. You know, the people who have the vision to see more, they can do more. Visionaries, we call them. You know, they can see more, they can do more. You know, but there are certain things that limit us. There are certain things, and God wants us to push those limits. Push the limits out to new horizons this year. Now, what are the things that limit us? Well, first of all, one of the greatest limiting factors is unbelief. You know, like God says something, you say, well, I can't do that. But, or somebody else tells you you can't do that. You know, you might think you can't do it. The devil might tell you you can't do it. Somebody else might tell you you can't do it. But God says you can. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord says you can do it. And he wants you to do it. And so the Lord said in Deuteronomy chapter 1 and verse 6, he said, look, you have spent enough time in this one spot. Hallelujah. Now, you dwelt long enough in this place. It is time for you to launch out and acquire more territories. Amen. You know, I mean, you know, they have been in that place. The Lord brought them out and so forth. You know, in that place. They were not making as much progress as God wanted. And after a while, God said, look, enough of that already. You know, you've dwelt long enough in this mount. Now, I want you to go forward and acquire new territories. Amen. Amen. There was a brand new territory just beyond the Jordan that God was going to give them. Well, many of them didn't think they could do it. They said, well, we can't do that. You know, there's giants in the land. There's all kinds of things. Their unbelief prevented them. No, so one of the limits I want to talk about today is the unbelief. It's a great limiting factor. When God says you can, unbelief says you can't. You know. And also, there are other voices that tell you that you can't do it. You know. And what I like to say is, and somebody tells me I can't do that, I say, says who? Hallelujah. And that's what you should say too. You can do it. Amen. As a matter of fact, in Philippians 4 and 13, Paul puts it this way. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. Can you put that scripture over and let's say it? Let's all say it together. Can you do it in 2025? Can you do this? I can do what? All things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, is it I can do some things? Can I do some things? I can do all things. And notice the way that Paul puts it here. It's not exactly saying the Lord can do all things, which we already know. We know the Lord can do all things. Everybody knows that. But now he's saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, you've got to be able to push the limits. Now, I want us to read Isaiah 54, verses 2 and 3. God is telling us this year that we've got to push certain limits. You know, enlarge the place of your tent. And let it stretch forth. Push the limits. You know, curtains and so on, boundaries that you said, that's all you have. Some boundaries are good. You know? There's certain boundaries that are good, but I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about limitations that we've put on ourselves. You can't do certain things. You know, if you are a student, those of you who are students, some of you are here, you know, your mind and other things might tell you can't do that. I mean, so you limit yourself. And you limit yourself. If people didn't push themselves, or the parents didn't push children, you know, sometimes children may not just do anything. They might just coast along. So sometimes the parents will push them. And some of them are motivated to push themselves. You know, others may need to be pushed a little bit. Look, if we're not pushing ourselves through life, we'll probably bring our children up and they'll go to grade school, and that will be the end of it. I just drop out after grade school because they're not pushing, because you know, don't think they can do beyond that, but you can do beyond that. People push. And then after that, you go, because very soon you go to middle school, you go to high school, you go to college, you go to postgraduate, you go to specialization, you go to all kinds of things.
The sky is the limit. Hallelujah.
You know, and sometimes God has given us the ability to do it, but either we have no faith, or we are lazy, or whatever. You know, it's all these limits that just hold us back. Now, the devil also has his own play, and he has his own role in keeping us back. You know, they're called gates and bars. So there are gates and there are bars. And I've said before that a gate may be a good thing, I think, sometimes, but you know, most of the time it's a bad thing. But you know, you can use a gate to keep something in, and you can use a gate to keep something out. Now, you can also use bars. Some countries, you know, I grew up in a country where people put bars on the windows and stuff like that, barricade their homes, make fences, make all these kind of things, you know. They keep things out. Maybe you try to keep the bad guys out, you know. And the devil, he knows that too. There's something that's called the gates of hell. The gates of hell, Jesus said in Luke 16, when he was talking to his disciples, in about verse 18 or so, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But the gates of hell are always in combat mode against the church. It's not that the gates of hell are just going to sit down and just let you go through. No. Barricades, gates, bars, and things, they are intended to prevent passage. Block you, make sure you don't go forward. See, so when you are on the path of righteousness, when you are on the path of the Lord that God has set for you, you know, the devil brings his gates to try to close up on those paths. And you can't get through. Doesn't want you to go through. But the Bible says in Isaiah 62 and verse 10, go through. Go through the gates. Hallelujah. God wants us to go through, you know, but, you know, he wants us to go through. He does not want us to be stuck behind any gates. Now, there are some gates that have colluded together to keep us stuck up until this year. But the Lord said in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 2, what does the Lord say in that place? Can you give me that scripture? Open ye the gates. Hallelujah. So it's like, let the gates be opened. You know, let the gates be opened. Let the gates be opened. Just like God said, let there be this, and it was so. And let there be that, and it was so. So again, we're speaking the word of the Lord over 2025. Let the gates be opened in Jesus' name. Let the people of God go through. God wants us to go through. You know, it's not enough for us to have acquired certain things. In fact, God said to Joshua, I said, look, you got to go through. You know, but I want you to know something. Every place where the soles of your feet will tread, they are given to you. Well, but the soles of your feet will not tread on anything if you are standing in one place. You got to keep moving. Hallelujah. Amen. You are standing right here. You have acquired this place. God wants you to move forward and acquire some more. Hallelujah. Yeah. You got to gain new territories in 2025. You got to push those limits. You got to cut back the things, you know. Jesus said it, you know, himself. The gates of hell will not prevail against you. God said it himself in Isaiah 45 and verse 2. He said, I will go before you and I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass that are holding you back. Hallelujah. And I will cut asunder the bars of iron that got you hemmed in. You know, God said, look, I'll let you fly. You know, he's going to make a way for you.
to soar and fly. But you got to determine within yourself
your own limiting factors. What are those things? You know, if God says, go in and possess the land, 10 of them came back and said, we can't do it. I mean, we saw giants. We saw all kinds of things there. We're never going to be able to do it. Well, they're already limited. And because they said they couldn't do it, God said, you will not do it. Now, for the ones that said, come on now, don't rebel against the Lord. God already gave us these people. They are bread for us. They are lunch for us. I mean, we can do this. Let's go up at once and possess the place. You know, those ones, the Lord said, you will definitely do it. Now, so be careful now. But this year, God wants to tell you that there's a big territory, you know, uncharted places, unclaimed places for you to claim. Hallelujah. By faith. See, faith has no boundaries. You know, but, you know, if you don't know how to walk that faith, you're going to jam and hem yourself in. You say, I can't do that. Well, you know, every time you hear those words in your mind, I can't do that. We need you to know that that's either the enemy, your mind, or some negative forces, negative energy, or whatever they are, coming against you. You got to snap that out of that thing and rebuild that thing, because you can do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. In fact, God told Adam in the beginning, he said, look, everything is yours. I want you to have dominion over everything. Go over in the sea, dominate. You go over the land, dominate. You go over here, it's all yours. Whatever you say goes. You know, the same thing is true for you today. God is calling us into a place this year, 2025, for you to push those limits and, you know, expand those territories and break out on the left and on the right. Let's get back to Isaiah 54 and let's read all of it, verses 2 and 3. The Lord said, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch. Let them stretch forth the contents of your habitations. Well, push those limits. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. Why? Well, for thou shalt break forth on the left and on the right. Hallelujah. Well, you break forth. God wants you to break forth. Doesn't want you to be hemmed in. Praise the Lord. Now, there are a lot of blessings that God will give, and a vital part of this message will be continued later. But what I want you to hear today is that God is calling for increase. Calling for increase, but you're a part that you've got to play. You know, the part that you have to play, God has given it to you. Your commander-in-chief has spoken. You know, praise the Lord. You've got to step out by faith. You can't, if you stay in one place, well, that's all the place you've got. But you've got to dream big dreams. Praise God. You know, some people don't like, when we talk like this, some people, they can't handle it. You know, the flesh will tell you that, you know, well, maybe that's pride, maybe that's this, maybe that's that. The devil wants to hem you in. Don't sell yourself for anything less than God says you are. Amen. God says you are a son of God. And the God who is the possessor of heaven and earth, you are his child. Praise God. Yeah. And you have the power. Jesus said, behold, I give you power over all the limiting factors. That's a powerful enemy. Power the enemy are limiting factors. Over all the things in Luke 10 and 19, Jesus said, I give you power. You know, all those demonic forces that have tried to hold you back, I give you power to tread them down.
trample them down.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Was there anybody here, you know, that wants to see greater things? Jesus said it himself. You know, don't settle for little where you can have more. You know, Jesus said it. He said, look, you know, the works that I do, you will do. And greater than this, because you have much more time to get more done, because I'm going to the Father. My time is limited. But you got many. Look, I've already lived on this earth longer than Jesus lived. In fact, I've outlived him more than double. You know, I mean, Jesus was only here 33 and some change. You know, I've already clocked 70. You know, but, you know, why then am I haven't done all the things that he has done and then some? Because I've had 70 years to do it. He only had about 3.5 years. 30 years he was preparing. God was preparing for 30 years and came out in 3 years, 3.5 years, and did all that stuff. You know, why haven't I then been able to do all that stuff? Well, because of limiting factors. There are a lot of factors that limit us. You say, well, you can't do that. You know, say, whoever heard of such a thing? You can't walk on water. You can't do that. You can't heal the sick. You can't raise the dead. You can't do those things. What says who? Jesus said you can do it. And not only does he say you can do it, he said you should do it. He said, go, heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead even. For freely you have received, and freely you must give. And so God has put a lot of things in our hands this year. Not just material things. I'll talk about some more of that later on. Physical things, spiritual things. Even in spiritual things, we've, you know, backed ourselves to the corner. You know, to think that, well, you know, it is what it is. And people just settle for whatever. You know, and people that settle for whatever, you know, they're not going to get into the promised land. In fact, chances are that they want to go back, you know. But the people that say, look, we can do this, we can go forward, let's go up, let's take the place at once. Well, to those people, the Lord says, well, you know, you can do it. Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch for the dwellings of your habitations, curtains, because you're going to break forth on the left, on the right. You can take that any which way you want. Look, the word of God can be taken symbolically. And that's how some people like to take the word of God. Everything is, to them, is symbolic. Fine. God will honor it. Some people like to take God's word literally. Fine. God will honor that too. The word of God is eternal. It's beautiful for every situation. Amen. Either way, however you believe the word of God, Holy Spirit, when he inspires your heart for that word, if you take it, God will back it up. Praise God. God is actually looking for some people that will, you know, take his word, take him at his word. Will you dare to believe that 2025 will give you, bring you increase? For God wants you to step out and do more. Believe more. Do more. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look, whatever you've done before is good. And we give God the glory for that. And whatever God has done before is great. We give him the praise for it. But he wants to do more. And he wants you to have more. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, why stop at 3 when you can have 5? You know, one prophet one time, he told the king, he said, take your arrows and shoot. You know. And he took his arrows and shot 3 times. And he stopped. And the prophet was angry. Why did you stop? Why didn't you shoot 5, 6, 7, 8 times? Why did you stop at 3? Because you stopped at 3, because you limited yourself to 3, that's all the victories you get over these Syrians. You're only going to have 3 victories. You could have shot the arrow 7 or 8 times. See? All these artificial limits that we put on ourselves, We got to break those things down in 2025. Hallelujah. And push yourself forward. Praise God. You know. Yeah. God saying, look, I don't want you to, you know, be in this mountain for the rest of your life. You know, some people, you know, said, look, you stayed in this place too long. You need to get up from this place and do something different. You know, move forward and capture new horizons. Push the limits and different things. You know, let's read in this scripture in Deuteronomy chapter 2 and verse 24. Let's read it. Give me Deuteronomy chapter 2 and 24. It says, look, rise ye up. See, why is God always telling them rise up? There's many different places. About four or five different places that he tells them this. Or more. Rise up, take your journey. Pass over this river. You know, I've given you the land, this place and this place. You know. But there's a key concept here that I want you to see. I want everybody to read this verse with me. There are some places and some victories that God wants you to conquer this 2025. But there's a secret in that verse, which I want to share with you. The secret is this. Your commander-in-chief has already given you command. You have your orders. You go forth and do it. But remember, he said, you know, I want you to go in and begin to possess. So it's a beginning. You may not possess it all at once, but you begin. In 2025, you begin. But I guarantee you, he also said this, you're going to have to contend in battle. Now, this thing is not as if the devil is just going to hand you over. Devil just say, oh, yeah. You know, come and take it. No such thing. He is going to secure his goods. You know, that's what Jesus said in Luke 11. When a strong man keeps his goods, thinks everything is secure, until a stronger than him come upon him and spoil him. You know, but God is letting you know that, you know, this is going to be a battle. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 5. For every battle of the warrior is with confused norms and garments rolled with blood. But this battle shall be with a burning and fuel of fire. Hallelujah. Don't take no prisoners. You know, usually when you do battles, either side is bloody and messy. You know, but this one, even though you are contending, you are winning. Amen. You are going to vanquish the enemy. Take no prisoners. Crush his head already. Praise God. You know, when he brings that ugly head up, you crush it. You know, now don't plead with the devil. Don't even, Jesus said, did Jesus say you should plead with the devil? He said, cast him out. Don't make any discussion with him. You know, you got to forcibly get him out of there. That's what cast means. Forcibly eject him. Praise God. You know, that's right. You know, you have to forcibly eject him out of there. And he's not going to leave easily. But you contend with him in battle, you get him out of there. Praise God. Now, this battle is fixed for you to win. Yeah. Hallelujah. Some people say the battle is rigged. Well, it's rigged in your favor. Because God already said, you know, get up and go and possess. That's why he said that already. You know, so it's left for you to know that he already said that. And when God already says something, that's it. The word of God will sustain itself. God says it, it will be done. Let us pass over to the other side. It will be done. To the other side, you are going. You're not going to perish in the water because you are passing to the other side. Now, God said, let's go and possess. Now, is it that God could not have just, you know, vanquished the enemy while they were still over on this side? God could do it. But he wanted them to participate in the process. He said, look, I'm going to send you in there. You're going to have to get rid of them. Even the beasts of the field, I'm not going to get rid of them all at once. Because, I'm not going to drive up, I said that wrong, I'm not going to drive all the nations away all at once. Because if I did, then the beasts of the field will come in and take over the place. I'll drive them away gradually, so that the place will not be infested with wild beasts. But God wants us to participate in the process. Hallelujah. Participate in the process. Don't say you can't do it. You know, one time the disciples were in a certain place with Jesus after a few days. And Jesus said, give them to eat. He said, we can't do that. I mean, look at the crowd. I mean, there's thousands of people here, not even counting the children and the women. I mean, there's thousands of people. How in the world are we going to feed them? Jesus said, you can't feed them. They said, we can't do it. And Jesus was always trying to get a mindset shift. Shift your thinking. And you can actually do it. I said, no, I can't do it. And Jesus said, okay, fine. I'm going to show you how it's done. What do you have? He said, well, I asked around. Anyway, I got some food. My boy said, I got this. And I gave it to the master. Cool. And then they brought it and said, but what is this among so many? And Jesus said, Jesus just kind of smiled. Because he already knew what he was going to do. Just kind of smiled. And he did one thing, which I want you to know today. And that's what you're going to do in 2025. This increase, this move forward and possess more, this pushing limits and so forth, God's not going to be the one to just do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. But here's how God does. The Holy Spirit is the enabler. Hallelujah. He's going to enable you through the quickening of His word. You're hearing this word right now. You engage the word in the spirit to do something in you. Now, if you don't engage it with faith, it will do nothing. So, Jesus showed them, look, bring what you got. Just 5 loaves, 2 fishes, or 2 loaves and 5 fishes. Good enough. And so I said, but master, what is this? Did I not tell you? And so he just took it. Lifted up his eyes to heaven as his manner was, gave thanks, and gave it back to the disciples. Praise the Lord. Jesus is gone. Walks away. He never even looks back. He just gives them command, send them in companies, 50s over here, and he just walks away. He's gone already. He put a blessing on it and put it back in their hands. That's what the Lord does. And there is a blessing that God has put on this year for you. And he put it in your hands. This 2025 is now in your hands. What are you going to do? Now, disciples looked at him. I'm sure Andrew, Philip, and the rest of them, they're still looking. I don't know. What can we do with so little? But somewhere in their mind they say, well, the master said, feed them. Okay. And so, as they began to take the pieces of bread and begin to dish it out, they found out that they're dishing this thing out, but it's not diminishing. Praise the Lord. That's the miracle of what God wants you to believe for this year. Now, all that increase was not happening in the hands of Jesus. Some people thought it was Jesus that fed the multitudes. Jesus didn't feed the multitudes. Jesus gave the bread to his disciples. It was the disciples that fed the multitudes. He walked away. Blessed it, put it in their hands and walked away. Now it's in your hands. What are you going to do now? Because God already put a blessing on it and he put it back in your hands. Now that's your business or whatever it is. God's going to put a blessing on it. And then put it back in your hands. And he's going to stand back and say, you got this. Hallelujah! You got this! That's what he told Adam. When Adam arrived on the scene, God said, the man is here. Now I can take a break. Because he's got this. And he told him, you got this. Now you go there and dominate. And do what I know you can do. Glory to God.
he did it for a while.
You know, actually, he did it for a while. He commanded all the animals. He could go under the sea. He could do everything. I mean, he had dominion for a while. As long as he kept that word in his heart. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all the lesson I want to share today. More next time. But I want to do something for you today. I'm going to, in a few minutes, we're actually going to have communion, which is breaking of bread. And then I want to explain that to you, you know, in case you say, well, what's that all about? Well, you are invited, you know. But Jesus said, this do in remembrance of me. And so we're going to do it in his remembrance. But before we get there, I want you to know one thing. That God has given you the power he has put it in your hands. The power for increase is in your hands. You know, the bread was increasing in the hands of Peter. Not exactly in the hands of Jesus. Jesus just broke the thing into 12 pieces. Anybody can break a piece of bread into 12 pieces. That's no big miracle. But the miracle was he put a blessing in it. In each of those pieces, he put a blessing in it. You know. And as long as the need was there, the 50s were still there, that thing will continue to supply. Because God said, go do it. You know. So, the piece that is in your hand, whatever the piece is that God put in your hand, he put a blessing on it already. And if you are not sure, then we're going to put a blessing on it now.
Amen.
And once we put a blessing on it now, you got this. Praise God. Look, if you are a student and you are thinking, well, I don't know if I can do it. Well, sure you can. You know, you can do it and even more. Because the God that you serve and the God that's in you is able in you by the power that walking in you. See, that's again, that's the limit of your horizon. God cannot do anything more than the level of the power that's working in you. All you can see, that's all he can do. If you can only believe for $10, so it is. And they're a little child, they can only believe, Grandpa, give me $5. That's all they can believe for. That's the level of their horizon. They can't even think about the $1,000. And so that's all they will get. Grandpa will give them the $5. You know? And but someday, he's going to figure it out. There's plenty more where that $5 came from. And the day he figures it out, Grandpa better look out. Because he's not going to be asking for $5 anymore. Now he's going to ask for $100. Because now, he has increased his horizon. You know, if you bring the little children here from Sunday school and tell them to count, some of them may count to 20 and stop. Some may count to 100 and stop, 1,000 and stop. Well, even the adults here that are sitting here today, if I tell you to count, some of you count to somewhere and you will stop. Because that's all you can count. But I guarantee you, whatever you can count, God can exceed you. Amen. Because he is able, according to Ephesians 3:20, to do exceedingly, abundantly, and above all that you can ask or think. If you can think it, you can do it. If you can visualize it, it can take you there. But you've got to visualize it. I want you to see, God said, the place where you are. Look ahead, visualize. I want you to stand to your feet. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray for us right now. I'm not going to call the prayer line because that will take too long. I want to do the breaking of bread quickly. And they can start to bring the bread things. Go ahead. I am going to pray for you though, where you are. From the place where you are. Right where you are standing. Don't worry about, don't stretch your neck to somebody else's thing. You, where you are. God will meet you right there, but he'll take you further. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want you to lift your hands up. and visualize, you know, what is it that you want God to put his increase on? What are the limits that all these limits you put around you? Well, we're going to pray that God will put that increase. It could be, you may be an entrepreneur, you may be in a business, you may be in school, you may be working on a job for someone else. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you got going on, God's putting an increase on it for 2025. Amen. But you must not stop believing God. Because the moment you stop, it's like there are no more vessels. Well, the oil will stay. So keep bringing vessels. The oil will keep flowing. Now, I'm going to pray for you. Now, visualize what it is in your hand. What's in your hand, the Lord said. Father, I pray. Raise up those hands. Hallelujah. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus for everyone that's here today, that they will believe the Lord for this increase for 2025. And step out by faith. Break down those limits. Push those barriers out. Expand the horizons. And believe God for more. And if you can believe it, say the Lord, then you can have it. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe, and you shall have it. Now, Lord, I come against the limiting factors. We'll speak about some of those more next time. There are many limiting factors. And let your people rise above those limiting factors. Let gates be open. And let there be a free passage for the people of God. The gates that have been holding you back, they may be self-imposed gates, nonetheless. But God said, let them be open. Hallelujah. And for you, the Lord says in Isaiah 52 and verse 2, shake yourself from the dust. Lose yourself in the bands around your neck. You put some bands around your neck. You hold yourself back. Well, lose yourself from it. Some of you have heard me say, snap out of it. Snap out of it in 2025 already. And move forward. Your commander-in-chief says so. He said, go and possess. Hallelujah. Extend your vision in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you as you receive his word and as you move with the word in Jesus' name. And somebody says, somebody says again, amen. Give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise the Lord.